Over the last couple hours, Dez has been signed to the Baltimore Ravens practice squad, which is kind of ironic because weren't they the ones who he last turned down? They gave him an offer of a relatively significant contract 2 years ago?
Allegedly, yes.
Okay, that wasn't even like...
I mean, it was one of those NFL insiders, and often they're agents telling us things to drum up interest, and okay, so I okay. Allegedly,
it,
yes.
It seemed like a low-ball deal, though, at the time, even for him, which because we didn't really know what was, you know, gonna what the future held for Dez Bryant.
Yeah, tough to know.
But he's back, at least on a team, whether it's practice squad or not. And I find this very interesting.
Okay.
Because we're dealing with a team that is one of the better teams in the NFL. A top seven team, let's say.
Right.
Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
But their quarterback, Mr. All-World MVP, has taken a significant step back.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers are not near as gaudy. And as we've talked about before... he's just not the most accurate of passers, and maybe teams are starting to slowly figure out how to defend that scheme. Now, not everybody can do it.
Nope.
Not everybody has the pieces to do it, and they can go out there and boat race you if you're not prepared for it. But if you are, things are getting a little bit trickier for Lamar Jackson. And I'm wondering what this move is all about, because their receivers consist of Marquise Brown, Devin Duvernay, and by the way, Devin Duvernay and James Prochet are both rookies, both out of Texas, one out of university and one out of SMU. Is Miles Boykin playing?
I mean, not really. Yeah, and he's definitely a very fine prospect and a talented kid, Miles Boykin. But honestly, if you just look at what they have, it's Hollywood and it's Mark Andrews. Those are the only two players on their roster that average two catches a game.
Dude, that's unbelievable.
That's so, I mean, you're saying, like, what are the, first of all, in 2020, we need to understand practice squad is not what you think it is. Practice squad in the past is like developmental players that might get a chance and they're working their way up. This year, practice squad is basically an extended COVID list. And you could put pretty much anybody on there. Remember, in the every other year of the NFL, practice squad has been like a maximum. It's like baseball service time. If you've been in the league this long, you're ineligible for the practice squad. If you played this many games. This year, all bets are off. And so what it means, it's still called the practice squad, and it still trips up a lot of people because we all know what that means. It doesn't mean it that year, this year. This year, it's pretty much just a holding tank for active roster. So he's on the roster. Now, if you want to enjoy a fun wager of some sort.
Lobster.
I'm more than happy to do it. And maybe lobster at Lajitas or something. I don't even
Perfect.
Know. But I'm not sure if they pull correct. Lobster right out of the Rio Grande or how that works. But regardless, he's going to play unless... you know, heaven forbid he blows his Achilles in practice again like he did with the Saints a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
They need him. Like I said, two guys, only one's actually a wide receiver that averaged two catches a game, and they need some answers for Lamar. And so while Dez is a bit of a flyer, you know, just we do live in an Alden Smith world, but we also have to understand at his peak, Dez was dominant. Now, he hasn't been at his peak since probably the year after he signed his deal, which would have been 2015, which was wasted because the Cowboys didn't have a quarterback. 2016, there was some fall off, and he was injured quite a bit. 2017, he was nothing at all like he used to be.
It has been so long.
Yes. So.
And it's skill position.
Yes. Now, there was also a humbling and a rebuild, perhaps, and a clear your head and a realize I love football and all these things.
Sure.
So I'm not willing to bet fully against it. At the same time, I would not say drop everything on your fantasy team and go get him.
I'm not saying Devin Duvernay and James Prochet are absolute world beaters, especially in their first year. And rookie wide receivers, they struggle. Typically, they struggle. Unlike like rookie running backs that are highly drafted. But I just don't. I just can't imagine what he has left in the tank that would compete with those two guys. Now, those two guys are a little smallish, and Dez has got a big frame, and Lamar loves throwing to tight ends, like loves throwing to tight, and the whole offense is built around that.
Maybe, I just don't think Prochet's ready. Prochet's played 12 snaps this season.
I don't know. I know
nothing
about
him. I don't think he has a catch. Duvernay has 10 catches for 90 yards.
Is he more of a return guy?
Yeah. I mean, but they're both kids. They're both babies.
I know.
And so, they're in a division with three teams all having really solid years, and those are wars against Pittsburgh and wars against Cleveland and just everything they have to do. I think they're trying to load up and say, you know, we need to try to win right now before Lamar puts us in a contract situation where we have to decide, is he a $40 million quarterback or is he too limited? Mm-hmm. So
that's a tough call.
I don't know if this is the only move the Ravens are going to make, but they absolutely have to figure out a way to juice up their offense beyond just this devastating run game. They got to have some options. And so it looks like a really good fit. You got a tight end / wide receiver size in Dez. You got a guy in the red zone. You got a guy on third down who can run slants and make room for himself. I have no idea what shape Dez is in. I have no idea what his body has left and if he has that top gear anymore. No idea.
Yeah.
But I'm intrigued.
Oh, I am too. And it will make me, if they call him up.
And they play the Cowboys.
I am definitely all over. Because I love watching them play anyway.
Yeah.
They're a really fascinating team. And, you know, I like watching Andrews and Hollywood Brown play, and they're both upper tier dudes. So and Lamar's great to watch, whether good or bad. It's fun. It's a fun watch.
I don't want to sell Prochet short. He's got 12 offensive snaps, but he is returning all of their punts, and then Duvernay's returning all of their kicks.
Okay,
so
they probably need time.
Yep.
Do you want to talk about, since we didn't get to talk about this yesterday, the Detroit Atlanta ending?
So insane.
Dude, I don't know what to... Okay, first off, just...
It's like Indiana Penn State, but on Sunday.
If you're an Atlanta Falcon fan, I mean, you are now at the very bottom of the NFL as far as feelings go.
Yeah.
This is like the Rangers losing, which, by the way, happy anniversary. It's David Freeze Day. Just to let you know.
Why'd you bring that
Not
up?
Not cool, man.
I just wanted to let you know.
Thanks.
For no reason. They're just minding their own business.
Up.
They're enjoying
it
a nice segment.
Up. It popped up. But imagine that happening, and then it happening like 15 different weird ways over and over again. That's what the Falcons are going through.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like this.
No, was the number they've had a 99% win probability in three different games this year?
Dude.
The Bears game, the Cowboys game, and now this game against the Lions.
So Todd Gurley, they're walking in toward the end zone. All they have to do is basically take a knee, kick a chip shot field goal. The game is over. They can sit on the clock. They can hold the ball, run the clock down to basically no time, kick a field goal, put them up by two, game over.
And it was a full Brian Westbrook situation, right?
Yes, 100%. They hand the ball off to Gurley, and... The Lions did a great job of selling it because you've got guys kind of hanging on to him like, oh, no, you're so strong. Oh, I can't hold on to you. And then you see a linebacker kind of back up a little bit. And Gurley is like, ha-ha, so strong, walking in the end zone. No! And he tries to hold off with all of his might.
Yeah.
You know, like a hot girl's trying to kiss him, but he's married, you know. And he's like, oh, no. And he just barely falls in the end zone. And then Detroit starts jumping up and down.
Detroit's celebrating him scoring.
Yes. Their defenders are jumping up and down because the opponent scored a touchdown because they knew that's their only chance of getting the ball back.
It's so ridiculous.
But their win probability still was 97.5% from 99%, even though he scored.
Right.
Yeah, probably. But I just want to say the second that happened and they were Stafford the ball back with 1 minute to go, and then – didn't they actually score on like an untimed down or something close to that, the throw to...
There was 1 second left when he snapped the ball.
TJ Hockenson, the Iowa kid.
Yeah. They scored on the last play of the game. And then there was like a personal foul on Danny Amendola. The extra point ended up being a 48-yarder to win the game. But of course they were going to make it because it's the Falcons.
Because it's the Falcons.
But I mean, dude, just seeing that play unfold and... If you're the coaches, why didn't you take a knee? Well, why didn't you take a knee?
Yeah, and it's not even Dan Quinn's fault anymore, is
no.
it? Because he got fired. Now it's Raheem Morris that can answer for players being players. That's the crazy thing about the National Football League is we have been sold this idea that coaches mean so much that by extension, people blame coaches for players not using their brains. But just the flip side to that all the time is if a – this is the thing with like McCarthy and Zeke. Okay, so I'm the new coach. You've been a great pro for 5 years. I'm going to walk in here my first year and say, hey, Zeke, nice to meet you, first of all. Congratulations on 5,000 yards or whatever you've got already. Hey, what do you say you don't fumble for me, huh? Like, he'd hate you.
Yeah.
The second you tell somebody that accomplished something that obvious, you lose that player from ever hearing anything you ever say again. But yet, on the outside, we all want to get on these coaches for Todd Gurley not realizing what was happening or just any of these NFL situations. It's a weird deal where you have to, you know, you have to actually think through how do I communicate the most obvious thing in the world to players who have been in this league forever.
I know. And poor Gurley.
Yeah. Poor Gurley indeed as he's trying to stay out of the end zone.
No.
Hilarious.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft presented by Bud Light. Live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.